7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Smart idea or not smart idea? Huh. Gonna find out. All right. Here we go. You know the drill. Say it with me. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for you to enjoy another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghouls Committee. Hail to the chief. That's me. I'm not the chief of anything. I'm just a chairman. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ghouls Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm sure a great deal of listeners already know that. But in the event that this is the first time you are hearing the Dubious Ghouls Committee, let me say welcome. Strap in. Just hold on. And no, it's not supposed to make sense all the time. Just, you know, some of the time. And I'm soaking wet. Tobe, where are you? We can tell that you're outdoors somewhere. Big birds, what are they? Oh, that's just a turkey vulture. I am out at Tranquility Park. Oh, but that's not a turkey vulture. That's a... What is it? Oh, it's a Cooper's hawk. Cooper's hawk. Flying into the trees. I'm out at Tranquility Park. Far side. And I'm walking towards the big copse of trees by the creek. And the reason we're out here is because it's a nice day. It's been raining. It's still raining. Some people would say this is rain. To me, this is just weird mist falling. But if you were to see this on TV, if you're watching a sporting event, it would look like rain because of the cameras. But yeah, there's just sort of this light mist falling out of the sky. It's just enough that you can feel it. So yeah, it's kind of raining. I'm getting wet. My shoes are soaked walking through this grass. But everything's about to be fine. Because I'm entering the wooded area. All right. Yay. And now you can kind of hear it because water falls on the leaves. It all collects and it turns into bigger drops and falls onto other leaves, and then you can hear it. So I can hear rainy sounds. It's dark. The path is damp. And we're out here looking for mushrooms. I've always suspected that this is a good mushroom area. We haven't ever been out here during a good mushroom conditions day. So I'm not sure how much it rained overnight, but it's kind of wet. You know, it's been vaguely damp the last few days. It's been coolish. We could have some fungal growth. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking for some fungal growth. And yes, I did remember to charge my camera battery last night at 9:02. I know this because I was making tea and I remembered because I was thinking about my camera for some reason. And I looked at the clock. And then I went and I put the battery in the battery charger. Took it out of the battery charger this morning. And we're ready to rock. We just gotta find us some cool fungus. I'm looking at logs. I'm looking at rotten logs. I'm not finding anything yet. Not yet. But there might be something awesome out here. I'm hoping so. Today, this very day, is National Public Lands Day? Now, I don't know how to parse that sentence. I don't know how to parse that holiday. National Public Lands Day. Okay, that seems like it's a national day for public lands. If that's the case, I hope everybody goes out and gets on some public lands today. Am I on public land? I don't know. This is a park, Is it a, I think it's a city park. It's not a state park. And does that make it national? Is it national lands? Is this public lands? I think it's public lands. But is it national lands? Is it, does National Public Lands Day mean it's a day for national public lands, like national parks? For all my foreign listeners, for all my non-American listeners, one, I congratulate you for not being American, and allow me to apologize for my invasive culture that is destroying your personal culture wherever you may live. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, parks. There's different levels of parks in America. You probably have something similar, a system similar in your country. But there are parks that are, you know, just city parks, little places in the city. And then we have state parks. We have state national, or we have state recreational areas, which is slightly different. Then we got national parks. The national parks are the big ones. I mean that both figuratively and literally. I mean, We have parks in America. In the United States, there are parks that are larger than some European countries. Yellowstone. That's a good one. Ugh. Okay, I'm walking up towards the edge of the creek. I can't really see anything down there. I'm looking at more logs. I'm not finding anything fungusy. So if you have the opportunity, perhaps right after the end of the Dubious Goals Committee today, I suggest you go out and enjoy some public land. Now, for me, this means, you know, getting lost in a forest, running into unusual woodland creatures, and finding mushrooms. If you're a fan of the Dubious Goals Committee, and you think what I do sounds like it's vaguely interesting, give it a shot. It is. It is fun. Go out in the forest in a rainy day. You run into stuff. You will have experiences. Okay. Yeah, you can probably tell that even though I feel better, I still have the remnants of this head cold kind of working its way down into my throat. And, yeah, it was actually kind of bad until last night. I went to bed, and I woke up at 4:30, coughing and gagging and blah, blah, blah. Sucked. And then I went back to sleep. And when I woke up, I felt great. So, I feel like I'm cured, but I'm very obviously not. But, you know, that doesn't prevent me from, you know, living the awesome lifestyle that I live. Which consists mainly of walking around in the forest, in the rain, looking for animals and mushrooms, of which I'm not really finding any. I can hear a chirpy squirrel. We did see that hawk and that turkey vulture. There's some interesting little digs. Somebody's been digging around here on this path and just off the path. It might just be squirrels, but some of these digs look a little bit too big. All right. We can kind of see down into the creek here. Anything interesting in the creek? Like herons? Because that's happened back here before. But no, not seeing any right now. Huh. Oh, what else was I going to tell you? Probably something super important. But no, yeah, recharged the camera battery and I woke up early. Slept really good yesterday though. And I'm good. Yeah, see, here's more digging. Like digging under these logs over here. This kind of doesn't make sense, but I'm not sure what's going on around here. Alright, I'm walking by the hollow tree. I'm looking in there to make sure Totoro is not in there. Totoro doko wa? I love Totoro. I hear a chirpy squirrel up here. Let's go see what he's doing. Let's see what Mr. Chirpy Chirp Chirps is chirping at. Let's see, where is he? Oh, he's up there somewhere. Ramp. He can hear me. He thought, oh, I better be quiet. That guy's going to sneak up on me. No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just walking by. All right, anything down in the creek? No. No. Okay, I'm finding... Oh, here's a broken and chewed up... And, Okay, what have we have here? We got poops. Okay, back here we got some walnut shells that are laying around. And here we got some poops. And this is poops in the trail. This could be, and is most likely, fox poop. But it kind of looks like marmot poop. So are there any monties around y'all? There could be marmots here. I don't think we've found any yet, but this is, you know, like a marmot happy zone. If we got marmots, they're around here somewhere. But I'm rapidly running out of logs to check. Mushroom areas to see. Where's all my fungus, kids? What are we... I just want some mushrooms. I want to take a picture of some mushrooms. Because that's what I do. And it's probably not going to happen today. No. Everything's getting wet. I got to wipe my microphone off. Everything's getting soaking wet. Including our little tubster. Alright, well, I've gone about as far as I can go. And I'm starting to walk out of the woods. This is not good. Alright, so we're gonna just walk out here a little bit and look across the creek, because this is that area where we like to see, or where we often find deer resting. They like to sit over here under these trees and stuff, and I could have sworn we saw a marmot den over there in that same zone. Ooh, there's another big bird flying away over there. What the hell is that? That's a big one. Very flappy. I can't tell, but that might be a heron, because it kind of looks like he's flying back over to the heron zone. Very big, very large wingspan. And now you can hear the rain falling on the electrical wires above me. Very sizzly. A very sizzly sound. Alright, I'm walking back into the forest because I'm starting to get very damp. Very sizzly sounds coming from the electrical wires. And speaking of sounds, now see, wait, before I go on, look, right here. Somebody was laying down right here. If I had to guess, I would say a deer bedded down in, right here in the last day or two. But we're not finding any dudes. Where's my dudes? Where's my mushrooms? All right, I'm walking back in the direction from whence I came. I'm going to look in different directions and at different angles. Maybe we can find one thing. At least I'm breathing a little bit better. My voice probably sounds a little bit better. I sure as hell feel better. But my nose is a little bit stuffed up, and I don't care, because that's fine. And I hear that sound of that chirpy squirrel again. And I can hear the sound of the rain on the leaves. And I love sounds. And I should probably tell you that I made some kind of strange sounds on my synth last night. Because, I don't know, I got bored and I was sitting in front of my synth. And I started patching up some weird stuff. And then I had an idea at... I was going to bed at like 3 a.m. and I had this great idea, such a great idea that I had to write it down. I thought, we got to do this on the Dubious Goals Committee and try it out. But I just did those, I just made that stuff. I and nobody's heard this new thing that I have yet. And the new thing isn't cool. It's just an experiment of noise. Wait, why am I talking about it? I mean, come on, this is, let's just do it. So, okay, I'm going to grab this tree branch here. Does this make synthesizer sounds? No? I'm still in the forest. How am I going to do any damn synth? Oh, yes. The magic of radio. Some kind of wealth of synth. Is that possible? Of course it's possible. So this is one of the things I got going, this little buzzy hee-haw. Well, why is it even doing that? I don't even remember. Oh yeah, it's getting random modulation. And what else do I have? I've got dinkity-donks. And dinkity-donks start when we push this button. Yeah, so we got that. But there's more. But wait, there's more. We need some bass. We need low. Let's kill this. So we got this. My leg is starting to cramp. I gotta move. Ow. This isn't good. Okay. What if I move over here? This kinda helps. Maybe. Why doesn't this sound as cool as it did last night? This doesn't sound good. Sounds like crap. We're just gonna leave it like this for now. Turn that second oscillator down. Okay, that's great and all, but we need some wacky variation. That's when I did this. You're thinking. You're thinking Tob. What the hell is that supposed to be? I don't know. I just start making weird things and I start plugging stuff into other stuff and stuff starts to happen and we start getting all the weirdness. Let's add more weirdness. Let's add effects. Let's get the reverb and the delay going here. Thank you. Okay, that was kind of actually neat. You need to understand that this all started off to be... I was thinking I wanted to do some kind of generative patch. But then I started messing with some other stuff. I started thinking, oh, what if we did this? What if I want to blah? And then we got to do this thing. And what if we do a thing with the and I started getting excited. Okay, right? And then things just went crazy. And so earlier, I was talking about an idea that I had late last night. And I had it late last night, and I was afraid that I was going to forget the idea, and so I wrote it down. And then, when I was thinking about it earlier today, I sort of realized that I didn't quite think it all the way through. And basically, the idea is this. We're going to run some really slow LFO into a sample and hold. And, oh, why am I talking about it? Let's just do it, since all this crap is right here, right now. Okay, so going from my LFO, give me a slowish one right here. Kaboom. And we're going to put that into the sample in of a sample and hold. We're going to use this one right here, right above it. And then we need a little cable to go from... We're going to need a long cable to go from the end of the cycle from the function generator, and we're going to use that as the trigger. Uh-huh. Okay. So that's great. And it looks like it's sampling. But what are we going to do with this? Well, the idea here was do something weird. How weird, Tobe? Well, we're going to take the sample and hold out, and we're going to use that to do what exactly, Tobe? We're going to use that to mess with... Okay, hear this? We're going to mess with the timing of this. So first of all, I need to center the clock divider for that. And now it's really slow. Donk. Wait, now I've got two going. Turn that one off. Okay, we just need this one. Donk. 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 So what we're going to do is we're going to take the sample and hold level, and we're going to plug it into the clock divider. So this should change times every once in a while. Bonk. Bonk. Yeah. Now it's faster. And now it's a hell of a lot slower. Oh, and now it's back to where it was. And now it's slow again. I put a little more reverb on Florian. Boost a little bass there. Yeah. Okay. An interesting technique. Generative. This is so great. So I got a sequencer running. My performance sequencer. That's what's giving us this. And I got a clock divider in that sequencer telling the function generator to cycle every two bars. At the end of the function, it sends a signal. It triggers the sample and hold, which samples a bipolar LFO to get some value between negative 5 and positive 5 volts, and then that feeds it into the clock division selector of Florian. So Florian's running, he's clocking, you can hear him bonk, 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 and every once in a while the tempo changes thanks to that sample and hold business. Now, this is an interesting proof of concept. What do I want to do with this? What's my practical application for this technique? I have no idea. It'll make notes too. We could plug it into a thing. Here, we can do things. Let's undo this. And instead, we plug in this. I just realized something. That's not sample and hold, that's track and hold. Why is this on track and hold? That doesn't even have track and hold. Oh, no, wait, this is the one, this is the thing that's configurable in the back. Wait, where's the other end of the... Plug the pitch back in, quick! We're all gonna die! There we go. Okay, here's Florian back to normal. But still, you know, timed weird. So fun. You know, what if we do this? Wait, let's switch sample and hold units. Oh, the cable's not long enough now. I don't have any more long enough cables. Let's do this. Put it back the way I had it. Okay. Here's Florian normal. Now we're going to add a little bass. A little more. That doesn't seem like much, but as soon as you start turning up the reverb, it makes all the difference in the world. Now take the bass out. See? It doesn't sound nearly as cool. That, however, footsteps of doom. And I should also mention that the cutoff for the filter of Florian is being controlled by, that's right, the function generator. I don't know if I love this being totally random, but I do love these occasional bursts of impending doom. Sounds so cool. Let's bring in the other stuff. You, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer and Walking Around in the Forest in the Rain Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. This is the end of the line. I gotta find some food, and now some more doom.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah? I'm
Yeah!